I'm Matthew Reichel, president and founder of Student Peace Action, which is the sponsoring organization for today's events. We call it a walkout, sit-in, and alternative educational experience. People are, engaging in an action, nonviolent action by not attending classes, and we are going to have a rally at noon. And also they can sit in on what's the equivalent of teach-in segments with the professors that are opposed to the war, talking about some aspect of their opposition, foreign policy, and other related topics.
I'm Belden Fields. I'm a professor emeritus of political science here at the University of Illinois. I started off by quoting the president from his State of the Union message, where he said we were going to bring freedom to Iraq. And I raised the question as to what kind of freedom that he was talking about and what sort of...
Dave Roediger. I teach in Afro-American studies and in history. The main point I wanted to make to young people is to emphasize that the peace movement's always been much more than a campus movement, that it's been a movement of people of color, it's been a movement of workers, it's been a movement of homeless people, it's been that as well as a campus movement.
Amy Downing. Myself, personally, this is one of the first anti-war events that I've attended, and I'm really glad I did because, I learned a lot just in the 45 minutes that I was in there. So I guess I myself am an example of someone new who's becoming more involved.
I'm Charles Sokoloff. I'm the outreach director for Student Peace Action. I'm a senior in LAS. We marched around the quad, and what we usually do is just take a kind of a circle around the quad, but we decided to go through buildings this time. When we were marching through the buildings, we had teachers, we had students come out and cheer us on, and I think we actually had a few people join us.
You had some antagonists make their views known as well. Tell me what they did.
They're usually pretty brutish, unintellectual remarks, like usually cuss words and, Bush is good, war is good. They don't like to antagonize with reason. They like to antagonize with just kind of their visceral reaction to our efforts.
Oh, how you doing? My name is Clarence Walker, and I'm a freshman here at LES. I'm a red major pre-law. Yeah, I was chanting for a minute. Yes, I was. I'm totally for it, really. But I feel it's a time and place. But they sound like they're really strong about what they believe in, and I totally agree with that. I'm totally for it.
Executive Order 030807, resolution regarding impacts of war with Iraq on the U of I student body. Whereas there is no evidence of an imminent threat to the United States from Iraq, therefore let it be resolved that the Illinois student government oppose a preemptive military attack on Iraq and calls on the Bush administration to cooperate fully in a multilateral, long-term approach.
I mean, it's certainly a victory for us because this is something we have control over as a group that represents, that is interested in grassroots activism for students and to talking to students about issues of war and peace. And to get the student body to pass a resolution like this means that we were ultimately successful.